Y'all gotta get better dance moves too.
You can't even fuck with me. You already took the L to me.
You gotta get better moves. Like that. I might just risk it. That's a better move. Big sticks, ready to rip shit. Little bro slide for nothing. Stop, bro. Come on.
That's some spicy shit, man.
We can go do that nut ass throw it in the air. Bullshit. Same shit.
Act like I can't Gilly Rock.
Okay.
Gilly Rock back.
I fuck the bad, especially know that a nigga be having it. For I be living extravagant, yeah. Got used to stacking it. Last year I was crashing up, so I would've been the fastest shit. Six beams on my last stick, new beam, no, I ain't passing it. I got brothers, they proud of me. When I was out there running around, they made
she ain't know she's about to get
leave me out of it.
What you want, love?
It's a nice little track. My
life right now, would you go off me? Said you would always have my back, I guess you lied to me. Said you would hold a nigga down, but I need honesty. Oh, oh no, 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 don't want your apology. Big shit, feeling real lit. It's either all or nothing. I might just risk it.
Hey,
a little vibe.
Yeah, that's a vibe right there. Shout out to E-Way, Gallardo, and Zavi. You know what I'm saying? That was a hot joint right there. Y'all go check some youngins out.
You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game on Wallow 267.
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
Don't call me white girl.
But she look like a white girl, so you can call a white girl when you see on the street. Don't call her Mona, call her a white girl.
Tony the Tackler, what up, y'all?
You got Tony the Tackle over there. But let me say this, man. This is brought to you by Barstool Sports.
I like to say powered by.
Powered by Barstool Sports.
I like to say
Sports.
Powered by Barstool.
Our partners over there making it happen. Shout out to them. We're going to get into this first. Listen, this first one, one thing about this first sponsor. A lot of you guys are not going to have a real hard problem with this because it's something that you do most of the time. But this time, when you do it, you can save what you're doing. You dig what I'm saying? So tell them what's going on, Bill.
Hey, listen, right? 1 in 7 couples experience infertility, right? Men are responsible for half of all known infertility cases. 1 in 10 men are infertile. Daddies is here to normalize the conversation around men reproductive health. We want to make the process of fertility testing and sperm banking as comfortable, convenient, and cost effective as possible. No longer do you have to travel to a sperm bank to masturbate, sit in an uncomfortable room and wait weeks to receive results. Daddy has developed a high-tech at-home sperm collection kit. Damn, they give you a whole kit.
You get a kit. You just shake the dice, drop it off up in there.
So you just
tie me back up.
You know
and keep
what I mean? They give you a whole kit. That's you know, you open it up. Yeah, you open it up. They give you a thing. You open it up, right? Mm. You know what I mean?
You party in it. You have a party.
You know what I mean?
Then you lead a party.
I mean,
shoot it all
that shit
in
the
there.
Other way. Don't point that bitch over
here. Yeah, hold on. Let me spray it on me, though.
I'm just saying. Stop.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, I mean, then you close it up. And they give you a kit which allows you to test and store your sperm without leaving the comfort of your own home. So, you know, everybody squeeze off at the crib. So, like, what's better than that? Like, and you get the results within 24 hours of receiving your sample. These services through sperm banks usually cost thousands of dollars, but Daddy provides an at-home collection kit, a lab-tested fertility report, free overnight shipping, a free year of cryogenic sperm storage for $199.
Mm.
With the option to store your sperm for $99 a year after the first free year. Mm. No hidden costs, fees, just, you know, you can unsubscribe at any time. So Daddy's is really the shit. And because Daddy is a huge fan of Barstool, any listener of a Barstool podcast, we providing you $50 off your purchase. Go to DaddyKit, DaddyKit.com, and then search your discount code GAME50, GAME50 at checkout, and order your kit today, man. So you can save thousands of dollars just by fucking with Daddy.
I will say something. Before we even get started, I want to say something. Me and Gil, we're going to stand down. We admit. White girl was right with the whole Megan Thee Stallion situation.
Wait. Yep, yep. What did you say?
You was fucking right. You was right for one time in your fucking raggedy life.
You was right.
Our prayers are with you, Meg. We're really sorry that you had to go through.
So what you got to say?
Hey, Tory Lanez, a hoe though.
I'm just saying.
We a hoe.
I mean, I think it goes without saying, but I really want to highlight the fact that Black women are like not really held to a high standard. I think people should be more upset than they are at him. Like, she got shot. Like,
so my daughter messing with a rapper.
Okay.
And they have a dispute or argument, whatever.
Who the fuck? What nigga is rapping Nala messing with?
I ain't know nothing about that.
I was raised there. How the fuck I don't know nothing about
and
that?
And a nigga pull a pistol out and shoot my daughter in her tootsies.
And her money makers.
War.
And her Herschel Walkers.
And her Emmett Smiths.
That don't make no fucking sense, dog.
You said Herschel Walkers. Right. He was a running back, right?
And her Hush Puppies.
Like.
And our red bottoms.
I don't know how. Oh man,
he's shooting the puppies.
I'm going to jail.
I mean, it's just Alisa like,
Leslie's.
Can we also highlight the fact that she never told that it was him? She didn't tell it was him.
She just told.
She did, but
don't say out, she never told when she told. What I'm saying is when she came out
with that story, the biggest part on that live, the biggest thing that stuck out to me is the fact that she never told those arrested, those like the officers that came to the scene. She never told.
She telling now,
which is fine.
I'm not. But she still was protecting him. I'm just saying she.
That's what a Black woman is. You still trying to protect y'all even after we shot in our moneymakers, the baby toe. He Harlem Nights, Meg. She's 6 foot, but she ain't deserve that shit.
All right, now what? Now I just want to say this, right? No joking aside. What powered him? All right, everybody get a chance right here to say, what did she say to him in y'all mind that made him snap out? Come on, you first.
She told a nigga to stand up and he was already standing up.
White girl, what did you say?
That was petty. I think that he was high. And I think that she probably two-pieced his motherfucking ass and he got embarrassed. She says that she jumped out the car to like say, fuck it, I'm out of here. And he shot her out the back seat. He opened the door and shot her. This sound like some high shit, like you tripping.
I think they probably got mad. They was in an argument and... You know, women can say some devious shit look sometimes.
You little ass dick.
I think she said, pussy, that's why I seen your fucking print, pussy, when we was at the swimming pool, and you're all coconuts and no stem, buddy, with your little ass.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, you tell a nigga y'all coconuts and no stem. Oh, Lord.
That's if somebody said something like that to you, you would shoot her in her little baby toes?
No, but I'm just saying, that's a hurtful joint. Like, you tell, like...
It's only hurtful if your dick's little.
No, like...
If you got a big dick, it's like, yeah, right, bitch.
Well, all right, what if you got a medium-sized dick?
You still...
He's speaking for the medium brothers. Gil is the union rep of the medium.
Medium-sized dick guys have a hard way to go.
The medium men, he's the union rep for the medium men. I represent the medium men, because we're medium.
I'm asking you a question.
Stop tapping me.
What if you got
medium.
What if you got a medium size?
See, he represents him.
If you have a medium size and you know how to throw that thing, you wouldn't get that upset. If you have a medium size and you don't know how to fuck, you won't get upset.
First of all, we talk about Tory Lanez. We not talking about me.
You're part of the medium men.
I never thought we was talking about
you. All right, I'm Gilly the Kid, king of the medium men.
He's the one talking about how big your dad is, not me.
I'm the medium. Whoa.
Why you saying talking about my dick?
He's the one talking about your dad, not me.
Yo, you is sitting here talking about
you represent. No, I ain't saying
y'all cousins, most likely y'all got the same type of gas.
No. You'll never believe we cousins. I pull my shit out. You'll never believe we cousins.
You'll be like,
pull it out.
No.
Pause.
No. Exactly.
Pause.
No, I'm going to talk no first shit. From their room, that's all, how
why
I play.
You measuring pieces, dog?
No, like, I'm not measuring pieces.
We're making light of the situation, shit. But it's not a funny situation. Domestic violence is not funny.
Took this shit somewhere
else. No, I'm just saying you represent the medium man. You said you spoke about, you was the union rep for the medium man.
Hypothetically speaking.
I need a gavel here.
We hypothetically speaking. Don't play too much. Somewhere else,
medium man.
Domestic violence isn't funny, and we here at $1 Million Worth of Game don't support domestic violence. And I hope you could reach out.
Okay,
John,
what's the top 10 things you think she said to him that got him mad?
I'm fucking somebody. That's a good one. That's a good one. Just in case you want to get dirty. I
just want to ask you this question, right? So, was they in a relationship?
Yeah, they were fucking around.
See, that's a knock on Meg Thee Stallion.
How, Gilly? How?
Because if a nigga 5'4" and you fucking put some pumps on and you 6'4", do you know what the fuck y'all look like walking into somewhere?
I disagree.
Look like when you and Tootie together. You're about 5'5". Like, what the fuck are you saying? I don't even dig it. What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought he said it.
He 5'4". First of all.
First of all.
Thank you.
First of all, Tootie is not taller than me.
She taller than you with heels on.
Okay, so if I'm 5'9".
Little man. And hey, little man.
You ain't 5'9".
Crazy as shit. And two 5'7". And two, right,
now you 5'9" and I'm 6'1".
You want to stand up?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
You taller than him. She taller than Gilly. White girl taller than Gilly.
So at the end of the day.
I am taller than him.
Yes, she is.
I'm taller than you.
The fuck is you talking? You on fucking drugs.
You mad as shit. No, he mad.
They ain't going to be able to see y'all.
Hey, get this fupa out. Don't put this fupa in there.
Stand up. Now, who the fuck you talking?
Yeah, she taller than Gil. Pretty close.
You see, she got on pretty close.
She on that tippy toe.
Check him. Boinking, white girl. Boink that nigga.
He's talking about doinko. You better get this spoopa out of that. Got me standing up on this fucking thing.
So if she put heels on me, she taller than me. But maybe
if she put heels on
me. If she put heels on,
you ain't wearing heels.
But look, she a whole foot taller than Tory Lanez.
Right, she already taller than
me. So y'all think that a tall woman can't date a short man? I totally disagree with that.
No, they can't.
Totally disagree.
Like, she probably told him, that's why you can't even suck my titties standing up.
Meg is beautiful. He's handsome. I think they made a nice couple. Nice looking couple. I mean, he ain't handsome, but he cute.
What I think happened is one of these top 10 Billboard top 10 rappers probably FaceTime him. He seen it and went to fuck ballistic.
No, she said already that they hurt me. I told y'all before that she was getting a little jealous of the attention he was showing Kylie. Either way, they drunk. They on. When you add drinks and whatever else in the mix.
So if a nigga shoot you when they on, it's cool? Nigga shoot you in your walkers when it's...
If my nigga shot me and he was fucked up, right? Versus shot me.
Women is listening to this.
Don't you say no young girls listen shit to shit like that. If a nigga shot you when he was drunk, opposed.
Can I spit it out?
Go ahead. Say that dumb shit.
If a guy,
you don't approve this dumb shit. Me and I really can't approve this dumb shit.
If a guy was totally inebriated versus being sober, I would look at it different, but it wouldn't make me not leave him. Like, it would be the same situation because I'm shot.
I understand why you shot me. Who would stay with a nigga that shoots him for real? Who the fuck get drunk enough and then say, oh, I'm going to take it to the
agreed.
Pistol.
I think cocaine. Can I say that? It just sound like some coked up shit. Like, you get hyped up. You know, it sound like some bullshit. Dance, bitch, I told you. I'm a stallion. Hit it.
I wouldn't know.
Did you ever go skiing before? You saying it like you've been skiing before. Like, you know.
What are you talking about?
Skiing.
Skiing like what? On a mountain?
Some yo-yo.
Oh, no, I don't snort no. What type of motherfucking question is that? I don't snort no cocaine. That's your error. Have you snorted any cocaine in your life? That's your motherfucking error. And you Hollywood. Y'all rich niggas. Yeah. That's your thing.
No. We love going to cocaine parties.
Not me. I don't know what he's talking about. Not me.
That's raw shit. Don't even play with me like that. Like, come on now. I don't judge nobody snort coke. It's not my thing.
That was Illuminati.
I've never even tried. I'm very scared of that shit. Like, y'all should be. Home,
that was the one you took me to.
I really do think drugs, alcohol has something to do with it. And I think, of course, it's jealous. They young. You know, they rich. But the way he handling it, like, he a sucker. He talking shit. Right. That's what made her go live, because he's on blogs talking shit. He going around, like, almost insinuating as if he didn't do it. You know you did it. I'm just curious to know if she going to try to press charges.
Shout out to Herschel Walkers, man. Let's get into our second sponsor, man. Our second sponsor is New Amsterdam Vodka. The New Amsterdam Vodka was born from an uncompromising passion for great vodka. This commitment to excellence enabled New Amsterdam to produce vodka of superb taste and unparalleled smoothness. It's distilled 5 times, it's filtered 3 times for a clean, crisp finish. New Amsterdam vodka is slightly sweet on the palate, smooth enough to drink on the rocks. You could drink it on the rocks, you could drink it straight up. You could drink it with juice. You could drink it with soda. Or you can make a classic New Amsterdam Mule. New Amsterdam Vodka is the official vodka for Barstool Sports. You know what I mean? And shout out to the NAQ, you know, New Amsterdam Queen. Shout out to Tootie, you know. We got New Amsterdam at the crib. She loved making our little cocktails with the New Amsterdam Vodka. So make sure y'all check out and get you some New Amsterdam Vodka soon. Right. Let's go into, let's get into, to all the youngins out there, man. I want to talk to y'all about something, right? And it's about chasing your goals.
And not chasing these hoes.
And not chasing these hoes.
And I'm not saying it in the whistle name. I'm just saying, you know, we see things that be scandalous. And we, you know, growing up, you be in the ghetto and you want some ass. We understand that everybody be on the ass chase. But, like, when you chase your goals and when you have to materialize and everything you say you want to do, and it ain't got to be in your entire life. You might have a 36-month plan. You might have an 18-month plan. You might have a 12-month plan that getting you closer to materializing your dreams and locking down goals and accomplishments in life. And a lot of times we gotta be able to pay attention to what accomplishments is and just making a move is. It's two different things. So when you out here, you looking at something straight. I'm gonna start friendly, but a lot of dudes looking, I want some pussy. When you locking your goals down and you locking your dreams down and you doing all that little small shit, that's small shit in the grand scheme of life. That come with it. That's a package deal that come with that. Once you put yourself in position and you get the things that you need in order to operate in this world, you need a crib, you need a vehicle, you need all your identification. Mm-hmm. The identification is like the first point. Because I know dudes that drive $100,000 cars ain't got no license.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just being straight up.
Me too.
So what I'm saying is, and it's like, that's real oxymoronic. Shit. You saying to yourself, do this shit make any sense? You went and spent all this money, and some of them be legit too.
Mm-hmm.
Like legit car, anything, like somebody else's name, but you driving this car with no license. I'm trying to figure out how do that add, how you couldn't take the time to get your license or figure it out or whatever's mm-hmm. going on, but you got $100,000 car.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, the first thing that you got to get, the lock in your thing, whatever you're doing, get your paperwork, license, passport, get all your paperwork. If you got a company, don't just be hustling and making it under the table, because when it's under the table, it got to stay under the table. There was a lot of people that came up during this, you know, this whole corona thing. They came up because they had their business thing in order, so they was able to get all the support that they needed, because they shit wasn't under the table, it was over the table. Think about that. A lot of people got to bring their hustles and whatever they got going over the table so they could be able to benefit off of anything that coming to the businesses, tax breaks, whatever it may be. But you make sure you got your identification and all your paperwork, whatever they may be. Then you got to make sure you got somewhere to stay at, because you don't want to be out here chasing a piece of pussy and you living with somebody. Like, that shit is crazy.
Right.
That's some shit. That's some shit. The Basement Warrior. Shout out to the Basement Warrior Organization of America. I used to be a member. I'm not going to knock it out. but I wasn't really a Basement Warrior because I still was a teenager.
A cellar dweller.
Yeah, you're right.
But still.
You was a middle room warrior when you came home from jail.
That don't count. I just came home from jail.
There's no such thing as a middle room warrior.
They didn't start that organization. So they didn't start that the middle room
nigga,
warrior.
I started it. You was a middle room warrior at Nanny
Crib. Well, it started.
And he in there slaying bitches and shit. Nanny hairing them and shit.
Can't hear him.
No. I never brung a chicken to the crib when Nanny was there. I'm a 37-year-old man. I couldn't bring a chicken to the crib when Nanny was there.
You got two more tests. Listen,
then you know what's fucked up is when you got an older person in there who ain't really had no action and they got to hear you drilling some shit to the wall. That was real disrespectful.
I didn't bring nobody in there. Nanny room was right next to mine.
I know, and you was in there drilling,
smashing right next door.
No, I did not do that.
Drilling and killing.
Why are y'all assuming that he got the pussy because she spent the night?
Hey, he was in there drilling and killing.
Rolla was in there talking to that bitch about her life plan.
He had bitches in there.
He talked her to sleep.
Listen,
he had bitches in there calling.
I never done that, man. Because listen. You know the worst thing in the world. No. Let me.
I remember when you told me, cuz.
Nanny wasn't there.
I think Nanny heard me last night.
Nanny wasn't there.
Dog,
no, Nanny.
Imagine that first piece of pussy after 20 years.
No, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this.
He called
everything.
He called me up on the morning.
He said,
"Listen, he called me up in the morning. He said,
you messing it up
because I had some wild." I go say what where she was from.
No.
Some wild such and such pussy last night.
Let's say it. We don't hold back on
this. This how you know he lying.
He said,
this how you
lying.
Wild African
this how you
fucking lying. No, he doesn't. This how you know he lying. Listen,
yes, he did.
White girl, you lying on
Tick from Africa.
No, you lying on.
Oh yeah,
Tick from Africa had the biggest ass in Zumunda. The
bitch
had the biggest ass. The
bitch had the biggest ass. Wild African pussy.
Listen, this
what happened. That sounds terrible.
Listen, hold on. Can I finish my story?
You lying on me though.
No, I'm not. Listen,
watch.
He had a chick
watch
from fucking Nigeria or Liberia, whatever. She had the biggest ass in Congo. Right? So he called me up.
Very beautiful women. He talking about cuz. Watch this. He talking about cuz. Watch, he gonna even say he mixed it up.
Watch.
He gonna say cuz. I had some wild African pussy last
night. That shit sounds crazy.
He talking about.
It just sounds weird.
He talking about, I stabbed the bitch like OJ last night, left her dead by the bed, right? I said, what? Did he say? But I think Nanny heard me.
No, I didn't. This is how you know he lying. On anything I love. Now, listen. When I break it down, you're going to be like, damn, okay, that was what happened. You're lying, Wallo. You know how you fucking lying? I called you when I said, I think Nanny heard me watching pornos getting busy one night. It was never about no ass.
It gets worse.
I didn't have no fucking ass in there.
Yes, it gets worse.
I wasn't that Nanny like that. What the fuck, bringing some ass to Nanny in the next room?
That's what you told
Nanny
me.
Ain't gonna knock on the door and say nothing.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Okay, a nigga did 20 years in jail. Hold on. A nigga did 20 years in jail. He come home. He staying at Nanny house, right? Middle room. That's where his parole is to, right? But he's popping out here. He got a gang of bitches that's trying to,
body slam his dick in their mouth.
Like they trying to suplex.
I used to do home service. I used to do home delivery at these bros. You know I used to do home delivery.
I delivered a dick to their crib.
Listen, he did. Listen, he did home deliveries, and he was Minivan Dan.
On everything I love, she heard me listen to porno getting busy one night. That's it.
I've already heard the minivan story.
A lot of ass in the minivan.
This is crazy.
I'm keeping it. He ain't had nowhere to go. You know what I mean? Sometimes
the fucking telly.
Oh, no. You think he was spending some money on the telly?
You know what I learned? No. You know what I learned? There's no bullshit. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you young boys this. It seemed like chicks was more comfortable getting busy in the van or just saying the telly. I remember I always said something about the telly day. We could shoot to the telly. Oh, no, I don't do tellies. But I slayed you in the van already. So why? Like, they more comfortable, youngest. They more comfortable getting busy in a minivan than it is. The young bloods.
So you trying to turn all these youngins into minivan dads?
You're talking about the young bitches.
The young dudes. I'm telling you.
He trying to turn all these young boys into minivan dads.
I have a question for both of y'all. Can y'all answer my question?
Because I told you about the porno I was listening to. I ain't tell you I had no.
How does a young guy know if he's spending too much time on women versus the time on his goals and his dreams? Like, does he have room for women at all?
This how you know. Hold on. This how you know.
Let me say something too, right? And to all you youngins out there, when we telling you, right, chasing your goals and not chasing and stop chasing these hoes, we not telling you that you don't want to, you know, you got to throw your dick on the shelf.
Okay.
We not telling you that. But you got motherfuckers out here that they hustle.
To get a little close.
Just for bitches.
Just for the bitches.
Yeah.
They go get them big stupid ass sneaks mm-hmm. just for the bitches. Mm-hmm. They like
buy the bar out.
Like buy the bar out just for the bitches. Like they stand, they ride around, they trap off their phone, or they be in the hood, they trap, they get all the money they made today, they about to go fuck that money up just for the bitches.
Right. Yeah.
When the whole time, if you take that money and you invest and you stack your paper, you don't got to chase the bitches. The bitches gonna chase you. Facts. And trust me, they gonna catch you, nigga.
Facts.
Big fact.
They gonna catch you.
And then a lot of people be out here chasing people that don't want to get caught.
That's right. A big fact.
You're chasing people that don't want
to
get caught.
Like a real player know that you don't chase bitches, you chase money. Because when you got money, bitches chase you. Mm-hmm. Real player know that. So a real nigga always gonna put himself in a position where it's dope. Even if you got a woman you love, you always want to be in a position where you ain't got to depend on no motherfucking woman for nothing. Because a lot of you niggas go through what you go through because you're dependent on a bitch. You can't tell a bitch, bitch, fuck you, bitch. I'm out. So they get to talk extra spicy to you. Yeah, you bum ass nigga. And you really a bum. So it hurts your heart.
And let me say
this. Who you talking to?
You want
to
peace out now.
Who you talking to like that, bitch? You a bum.
And let me say this.
She telling you your truths, nigga. Live your truths.
The game changed. Listen, the game changed dramatically because, and I'm going to just say this, and it ain't no battle, but I'm just giving young people some game. Back in the day, the man was out here handling his business.
Right.
Hold up. The man was, you know, pull up on the shorty. They see her, might come to the crib. Ho, baby, you ain't got no furniture in here?
Mm-hmm.
Let me call.
Fact.
Yo, bring. She need a furniture set. Damn, the food. Oh, you got a little man in here, and they ain't got no food.
Remember the times.
Now listen, and, you ain't got no
and
food.
And not to cut you off, nigga used to do real shit like that. Now you niggas is the furniture, cause you're stuck to the couch.
Yo, motherfuckers used to do real shit, but hold up, cuz a lot of the, listen, and we gonna talk about the referees on both sides. The referees from the OG chick that used to be in the neighborhood that was the aunt, the mom, sometimes the cousin giving the young girl game, they disappear and they don't listen to them. A lot of the OG chicks start being jealous of the younger chicks, and that instead of giving them game, they just got them out here lost, so they don't know they worth. They don't know what they supposed to get.
I never looked at it
listen,
like that.
Hold up. And on the other side, the young boys in the street game, the referees, which is the officials of the street coach, or the OGs, they went to jail, started getting high, moved away, or they fell off. So, and then you got the boys that just still be lingering around. They ain't really the OGs or the referees. That's why a lot of these young cats ain't had nobody to give them no game, and they use the blueprint of social media and YouTube as their guidance. That was their old head. So they didn't have nobody give them the game. So when a young girl, she don't know that, hold up, you mean to tell me you living in a spot and your shit ain't right? And a motherfucker coming into your spot and it ain't right, he in your ass, and he out here doing this and the third, and he ain't bringing nothing to the table. And I'm not talking about prostitution. It's about respect for you. Because if I respect you, I'm going to look out for you.
Right.
I'm not. I'm just being real.
Talk heavy.
But
well,
a lot of you.
Be tricking, though.
No, sir.
Nah.
No, sir.
No, that's no, some sir. Real shit no, sir. I'm talking no, about no. over there, man.
You don't be tricking. When you had women in your life, Tone, that whereas though when you got with them and you fuck with them, you going to look out for them and make sure that they in position.
As you
like,
should.
A lot of women out here these days, and I ain't telling her, you'll be fucking with a motherfucker. And a motherfucker might be right, but they ain't making sure you right. So a motherfucker really don't even fuck with you.
Yep.
But you don't know this because you ain't never have an older woman put you on game of how you supposed to be like. Baby, it's cool to have a fat ass. It's cool to look cute. It's cool to... But
we your living, dad we,
hold
really
up,
hold do
up,
that.
Hold up. We living in a time, but a lot of women ain't had a dad.
That's
and they
what the problem
and they ain't had no woman give it to them. And at the end of the day, you got to look at yourself, woman. There's a lot of women out here with the fat ass. A lot of women out here looking good. A lot of... What's the name? But one thing that a real cat respect... He respects a woman that know her worth and know that she not playing because I know, hold up, you coming like this, you ain't playing? Okay, I know you ain't easily accessible and you ain't playing no games. And a real cat that need to be in your life, he ain't got no problem with breaking that scratch off and making sure you cool if he cool. Whether it's you trying to start a business, whatever position you trying to be in life. I'm just being real with you.
Right.
Because I done seen dudes, listen, in my day, I done seen dudes get it a business, get it a crib, get it a car, bankroller, make sure she cool. Now, all you got to do is just be somewhere and you getting some ass. You ain't got to stop past the house. You could come in the house, go crack the refrigerator open, the same time little Raheem crying, he got a dirty pamp on, the house fucked up, and you don't even care. Right. Think about that.
And at the end of the day, the young girls who I feel the worst for is the young girls who didn't have the guidance, who didn't have the OG, old head chick to really lay some game on them, so they don't really know the value of their vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And if you don't know the value of your vagina, then you know you just giving your vagina out. You feel what I'm saying? Your I teach my daughters that your vagina is a pot of gold, and if you give all your fucking gold out, all you got is empty fucking pot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't no nigga want no bitch with no empty pot, because that's a deep ass vagina. Because it done took a bunch of fucking dicks in it. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to know the value of your vagina, ladies. This the ladies that confuse me the most is the lady is the winner-loser bitches, the WLBs. You feel me? They spend their whole motherfucking life winning. They go to school. They do all the proper shit in life to win, and then they go fuck with a loser-ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bitch, that's super backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck is wrong with you? Like, you do everything right in life, but you go fuck with a lose-ass nigga that ain't got nothing going on, who gonna come live off you, drop you off at work in your car, put 44,000 miles on your shit this year for no motherfucking reason at all. You got to lace a nigga pockets.
He show up to work. He show up late to work to come get you in your car with his homie and it smell like weed.
Right.
The nigga, and then he got to tell his homie to get in the back seat
and a bitch think this is a relationship.
Ain't got no license. And he ain't got no license.
And a bitch think this is a relationship. I'm not talking about you, Mona. I know you're going through a lot of
shit
right now, Mona.
Shut up, because you know they be on there. Shut up. That's a joke.
She's saying like this.
Because no, the reason why I'm sitting here like this is because I really feel shut up.
No, she cool. Tony the clothes got a Lambo. Listen, she got her boyfriend got a Lambo.
I think that I don't disagree with y'all. Everything y'all saying is right, but just from a female point of perspective, you can have as many old heads as you want. Your father, that's why y'all gotta raise your daughters. Your father really like sets the tone for
But I got something deep to talk about.
Can
that.
I say
No. I'm talking about later on the story from the cell. It's a deep it's funny you saying the father. Go ahead.
Your father is the first person that shows you the scale of how you judge or how a man's supposed to handle you. You feel me? If your father talks nasty to you, call you bitches, disrespect you, you kind of more susceptible. You kind of more like programmed to deal with that. Susceptible, yeah. Like programmed to deal with that. It's not foreign to you. If your daddy call you princess and talk to you sweet and love you and kind, the first nigga you run into that's verbally abusive or physically abusive, you looking at him like, what the fuck is this? You're not putting up with the same shit of the daughter that's been seeing abuse her whole life. Even if you're abusing her mother. Because you can't be a good daddy if you whooping her mom ass. She can see that. That shit fucks Talk with your heavy. Daughter. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's very important, like in the beginning. I mean, literally, I'm talking about from a toddler, that your daughter feels like you the number one thing. I don't give a fuck how many daughters you got. She got to feel like she's the most important thing to you. And you make time and space for her on a regular basis all the time. That's going to set the tone for her if she's going to be on the fucking pole or not. Straight up. Like, it fucks you up when you have daddy issues.
It ain't just
issues.
The pole. It's just that willingness. Like you said, motherfucker. Put it through the ringer.
Right. Yeah, it's just
and I
know
this. I know this from talking to a lot of young girls on live. A lot of young girls fucking with a lot of old. Because my son was like, "Daddy, ain't no young girls out there all fucking with
That's
the older niggas." You know why? Because your young niggas ain't giving up nothing but dick and problems. Them old niggas giving up dick and dollars. They like leaving out there with their little pockets, little laced. They starting to learn the game. They like, okay, I done dealt with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, and I didn't get nothing from these young niggas but DMPs, dick and problems. No, they like, fuck that. I like D&Ds.
Dick and dollars. I like that.
Yeah, me. I like for old head to blow out my back and then send me the sacks.
To fuck.
I'm just saying, Tone.
This nigga rhymes all day long.
Don't be mad at me.
Tear up the coochie and send me the Gucci, huh?
Yeah, I mean, fuck is wrong with you. Yeah, I mean,
got an album dropping, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, fuck is wrong with you. Yeah, I mean,
drop.
Fuck is wrong with it.
Yeah, that's how they want it. Though.
Hey, that's how they want it.
That's crazy.
That's why. How many young girls get on my live and all of them be like, I don't really mess with young boys. Yeah. I like. And because I was starting to look at these young girls like,
but that's how it was when I was young too. Everybody want an old head.
Oh, you was fat. You was fucking with Fat Mike with the Benz, huh?
Yeah, She had to. He had to lift his gut all up to put it in.
His name was Nino.
You took it though, huh?
Looked like she coming out. Telling
me, rest in peace to Nino.
Rest in peace to little chubby Nino Scarducci. Little chubby nigga, right?
He was a tall chubby nigga.
Tall chubby.
How you gonna be tall?
Because he was 6'2". He's a big nigga though.
Hey, let's get into our next sponsor.
Let's get into our next sponsor. One thing about ShipStation is, no matter I'm talking about how big or small your company is, ShipStation will get your things to the destination that you wanted to get. Like this, I'm talking about simple interface. I don't care what you're selling on Etsy, Amazon, wherever you're selling at. It don't matter where you're selling at. If you're selling and your stuff need to be shipped, ShipStation is the place for you. One thing about ShipStation, they'll give you a free 60-day, free trial. But what you got to do is you got to go to ShipStation.com.
No.
And you got to, code GAME. You got to use code GAME on ShipStation.com. And listen, they're going to look out for you for 60 days free trial. Listen, man, I'm talking about they got everything you, I'm talking about you can make things real simple. I'm talking about. Really easy to manage in one, from one device or even your cell phone, ShipStation.com. Check out ShipStation.com, 60-day, trial free, don't matter, nothing happened. ShipStation.com, code GAME, and it's just like that.
And ShipStation.com, your stuff get to you like this. Well, you got to do it at the same time, you ready? That's the,
no.
So when you do it with ShipStation.com, your stuff gets to you like this.
That's it, with the snapping.
That fast. One more time. Like this. Damn, you was before me.
One more time.
That's it.
There you go.
We did. That was nice.
We got my man, the closer.
A.K.A. Bonaproof.com.
A.K.A. Yeah. The tackler.
Big Tony.
Tony. Did you actually put that big on it? I knew it. It's going to come out. We got the first $1 million worth of game wet and Tony the closure. He's going to propose to us soon. It's coming out. I seen the ring. I mean, shout out to the jeweler that did the ring.
Raheem.
Listen, she wanted Raheem. She requested. No, Raheem got to do my ring. He got the best Raheem. Deals. Look at her.
She loves Raheem.
She don't even want that much.
Shout out to Raheem, the jeweler.
Listen, on some real shit, she said Raheem. She listen, Tone, that's why I plugged Tone up with, you got Raheem and Brahim. Brahim sell all the fake clothes. I plugged him up with Brahim. He bought out a bunch of shit. She loved it.
What happened in Atlanta?
Oh, man, Atlanta was crazy. We did the No Refund, No Peace rally at the Legacy Center, the Black House. And it was a hell of a turnout. I had a lot of people come support. A lot of victims came forward that had, you know, been taken advantage of by Jay Morrison. Something good that came out of it, I had gave away $50,000. So I gave away $50,000 back to people who had been victimized by the whole joint. So we had one lady had lost like $15,000.
I saw that you gave her $15,000.
Yep, sent her a wire.
But man, let's talk about how you get people this money.
Yeah, and that's the most important part. So even while I was there, we did some training on the Rona Proof. And it was dope because we had a couple of people that came from either watching $1 million worth of game and Rona Proof training. Cool. One of the dudes that made $35,000.
How much this year during Corona, during anything that been going on, how much you think totally all your people make?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, we're over 1.2 million in my people that come through the training. And it's been, that's probably been the best part about it.
And a lot of this is free training.
Right. During the free trainings. Because wholesaling, for example, you don't have to have like a license. So the whole idea is you got to just understand like who you get in contact with. And that's, I show you all that on a webinar. And I basically break down the 10 steps to how you actually get in contact with the people that need to sell their house. And how you go through the entire process.
Let me stop you for 1 minute. I'm Johnny Chill at the crib. Or I'm a couch warrior. I'm a basement warrior. And I'm just in there. Hey, I'm a basement warrior. I'm sitting in the basement playing the game, doing whatever. And I come across Rona Proof. And I ain't got nothing going on. How can Rona Proof help me? Because you mean to tell me I can make money with Rona Proof and I'm a basement warrior?
Hey, the best part about it is because Corona happened, it made everybody have to figure out how to do everything virtual.
Right.
So this training teaches you how to do everything where you don't have to leave the house. You know, most people think real estate, you got to go to the property. You know, they think you got to go to the property. You got to, you know, actually meet somebody. I'm showing you the exact way to do it from home.
So I'm sitting right here as a basement warrior on my computer.
Laptop, cell phone, and then follow.
Do you need
a
laptop? What if you ain't got a laptop?
You need a laptop. I want you to be on because the reality is some of the data that we're going to be sending out, you got to be able to have access to be able to view some stuff. But laptop, Wi-Fi, and the cell phone, you good to go.
So I don't need no money, a laptop, Wi-Fi, and a cell phone.
No money, no.
You talking about I don't need no money.
No money. Damn. So the best part about it is obviously if you have money, it helps you with marketing dollars. You can obviously market to more people. But you don't need money to get started. And a lot of people get they got this misconception about real estate. You got to have a license, or you got to have hundreds of thousands of dollars to get in it. And this is the best part about wholesaling is you go from essentially you're using the contract, and the paperwork is how you actually control the property. And the best part about wholesalers is we got 30 days to have a property under contract. And if we can't sell it, we can cancel the contract. So you don't have anything to lose. So you can be sitting at home just putting properties under contract every single day. And you basically after that, once you
so you put teach a them how to, contract, how to create their contract.
Yep, contract show you the whole process where you get everything at. It's all on the webinar. And the best part is because you can do this shit at home and you have nothing to lose. It's like, hey, I'm just sending people marketing, and the people that tell me yes, now I can make $5, $10, $20+ thousand. So I'm making money sitting at home during the pandemic, and that's how like a lot of people right now have got you know really changed their lives, because I think the Bureau of Labor and Statistics says like the average black household makes like $31,000, $31,000 to $34,000, and I got people taking this training that've made $30,000 in a deal.
Wow!
So it's real powerful to be able to really understand like the different levels of real estate, because everybody really think that you got to have a bunch of money, good credit, all those things is false. Your background, if you got bad background, like me, I was coming out of jail when I started doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't want the young guys to be out there like, damn, Tone, I just got to go out here and go hustle. Like, this is the best hustle you can do. Like, this hustle changed my life, and it's helped so many other young
girls. But it's not a hustle, it's a business. You pay taxes.
Right, taxes and everything else. A legal hustle. And this is like something that, you know, I know a lot of people talk about generational wealth and building up everything like that, right? And the way that you get that is by understanding that there's more than one way to skin a cat. And that doesn't mean that you always got to be a realtor.
You be skinning cats. And Peter, don't say that. Peter might get you. Yeah, don't be out here skinning cats.
I be skinning a different type of cat. You know what I'm talking about?
He looked at Mona. Mona, they're doing something. They're fucking. I knew it.
Mona gave him the eyes like, yeah.
Don't be putting it out there.
Nah, but that's all I love with Mona. I just be fucking with the niggas on there because they be going crazy. But straight up, y'all, www.ronaproof.com. Sunday, y'all get to check it out. It's a 10-step webinar.
Tell them every what day, what time, and what every day. What day?
3 p.m. Sundays. You get to go right through the full training. It's like a 2-hour training. You don't need any money to get started, y'all. For this webinar, it's going to give you the exact 10 steps. At the end, if you want to join in my course, there's an option, but you literally don't even have to take the course, and you're going to have everything you need to know, the exact 10 steps, how to get paid. And that's the most important part. I wanted to give the people the game to where they didn't have to feel like they had to go invest hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to have access to it, because everybody wants to monetize everything. Everybody wants to hear about the people, but they got to charge you for everything. So I wanted you to come in and say, hey, damn, I can learn the full process of wholesaling, what it is, what it's about, for free. And then if it's something I feel like I want to proceed a little bit deeper in, then they can come and work with me on a personal basis. So if they want to go on a personal basis with me, we do have that option. It's $2,000 training, and that's for lifetime access. So there's no more upsells or, you know, whatever. It's like one-time fee, and you in. But for the actual webinar, Sunday, 3 p.m., free. It's 100% free. You learn everything you need.
www.ronaproof.com. Cool. Hey, listen, let's get into me and Oz worth a game. I haven't done one of these in a while. So this girl hit me up. She said, Gilly, I need some game. I can't make friends like women always do, because women always do horrible hater shit to me, even though I'm thorough. My girlfriends always seem like they in mad losing competition with me. They never invite me out, and when they do, they ask me to tone myself down. And other girls who I feel won't act like that aren't really open with their social circles. I only get invited to expensive stuff because I can afford to come and get treated bad or not, or no invite at all. This is starting to bother me because I'm single and I feel like if I don't go out, I won't find a man because I'm a cosmetologist. So all I see at work is women and gay men. I don't want to join a dating app and I want to make friends. Help, please.
Yeah, she need to get on Bumble.
What the fuck?
Well, see, the first thing is, your girlfriends don't call you because, bitch, you probably don't know how to act.
Facts.
Once you just said they got to tell you to tone it the fuck down.
Drunk-ass bitch.
Okay. Once they told me, once you said they always want to tell me to tone it down, that mean
you a motherfucker.
That mean you a dab. A D-A-B.
What's a fucking dab?
A drawn-ass bitch. Like, you just want to get there and just draw, be all loud, be all obnoxious, can't handle your liquor. When it's time to leave, bitches got to call you an Uber and then go home because you got to leave your car here tonight and come get your car in the morning and all that shit. Because
you know, they be all drunk.
Let me tell you something, man. Sometimes I feel your girlfriends because sometimes I got homies that I fuck with them. They gonna be my homies for life, but we ain't going nowhere together. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna never see me and certain niggas in clubs together. None of that, because these niggas can't let yesterday go.
Right.
These niggas. You got niggas that make up problems in their mind. Mm-hmm. You be in a club party, a nigga come over to you, all says, "Yo, what's up with them niggas over there? Who?" Who them niggas over standing over there? Them niggas with the bitches.
They chilling.
That's
they not
enjoying life.
At us.
That ain't even paying no attention. Nope. To us. No, I seen them niggas look over here.
Yeah, we got
no
let's, dog. Let's have a shootout.
Listen, no, fuck that. Like you, like I can't come nowhere with you. Like so, I understand how your girlfriends is. They probably like, this bitch is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch don't know how to act. Mm-hmm. This bitch gets sloppy drunk. Mm-hmm. They probably ain't whores, and they probably like, this bitch leave with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, the whole new edition. You never know who she leaving with. Mm-hmm. Then
she go to Jodeci next week.
Right.
Because I hate that.
And then we feel bad because this bitch leaving off with a nigga that she don't know, and we know she shit-faced drunk.
And we nervous.
But the bitch don't listen to us, so now we can't sleep tonight because we worrying about a if the bitch is going to end up in the trunk. Mm-hmm. If the bitch going to end up drunk, fucked all over in the trunk. You feel what I'm saying? So I kind of understand. Like, you, like, in life, you got to know your friends. Mm-mm-mm. You feel what I'm saying? In life, you got to know, okay, these is my turn-up friends. Like, Wallow. I don't really like going out of town with Wallow. Motherfucker go to sleep at 9:30 every fucking night. We the fuck in Miami, Super Bowl motherfucking weekend. He's sleeping 9:30.
But I was up 5 o'clock looking for you, walking
the
beach.
Right, what the fuck is you doing up at 5? Nobody wakes up 5 o'clock in
I'm
Miami.
I'm walking the beach. And
they go to bed at 5 o'clock in Miami.
You want to argue with me because I knock on his door at like 8 o'clock. Like, come on, let's go get some breakfast. I done did all type of shit. I walk like 3 miles on the fucking beach, being one with the earth. See, sometimes you just got to connect with earth. I'm looking at the sunrise. I'm feeling the water on my feet, the sand going through my toes. Real next level life
shit.
You
always got your feet out.
Yeah, this was stuff. So I'll come back. Come on, guys, let's hit the beach. He in there asleep. Tell me, yo, what the fuck is you doing knocking on my door? I knocked on the door first, and I had the key. I always got the backup. I keep keys when he got me somewhere. He got the hotel. I slide up in there shaking. Yo, what the fuck is you doing, man? Now you on some jail shit. You can't touch me when
you
in the bed.
No, because you shook me. First of all, you did 20 years. Don't touch no nigga. You having flashback when you waking your celly up. Your celly woke you up. What you doing? Come on, let's go.
No, he never woke me up.
Fuck is you doing? Yes, he did. Your celly did wake you up and check the fuck out you.
No, my celly woke me up for count one time.
No. Okay, what about, come on, dog. The old head who
Why
came in.
Why you bringing
in,
back shit that don't matter no more? I told you, I already told that story.
Oh, all right.
Leave that shit alone.
Oh, okay. Just make sure.
Like, what?
No, old head came there. When he first came, he was on drugs. So when he came in the cell, Wallow thought he put the law down on him. Listen, let me tell you something, old head. Let this motherfucker cell stay clean 24/7. Don't be in here with all that day. All this extra dumb shit. Old head told him, you know, a motherfucker came in, old head got his weight back.
Because listen, dudes come to jail, get their weight up, it's over.
Now he back to normal now. He ain't on them drugs no more. That nigga woke Wallow right the fuck up. Man, that shit you was talking last month.
No,
he woke you up.
Misunderstanding. It was a misunderstanding, man.
That
you know,
funny as shit.
He was about to knock Wallow out.
You
that joint fucking.
No, he respected me. I looked out for him.
Because he got buff.
He was about to knock Wallow up and knock him up. Wallow would have woke up pregnant.
This nigga medium with the crack of 2X.
He have a fascination with spicy shit in jail. You would have been in jail dying to be spicy. I can see you now. As soon as you went to jail, he would have went in there. Your name Gilly? My name Gil. Gil the Hay. You would have flipped right out because you fucking spicy, man.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, let's get into...
stories from the cell. This shit is interesting, man. Now, this in the cell, out in the free world. Homie called me from jail. Stories from the cell. He called me old celly, right? Now, you know, you don't be knowing anybody's business. This is the second time somebody called me from jail and put me on a dummy mission that got me checked by their family members. So he called me from jail, right? He been in jail 21 years right now, right? He went to jail when he was 18, all that. He said, man, I need you to go see my daughter. You know what I mean? I shot him some scratch. You know, I'm thinking, you know, he called him. I'm like, damn, where he shoots you? He said, no, I don't need no more money. I'm cool right now. Niggas really don't tell you that from jail. You know what I mean? That's some new shit. So he said, I need you to go holler at my daughter for me. I said, all right, solid. You know what I'm saying? He got a daughter. He got a granddaughter, too. She got a daughter, right? So he had his daughter about 2 years before he went to jail. He was 16. He had his daughter. Wound up going to jail when he was 18. So listen, he got life. So I go see his daughter, right? Pull up. It was good. She, you know, she's a supporter of my work. She's like, oh my God, you was in the joint with my dad. This, that, there. I'm like, yeah, that's my, you know, boom, 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 bang. So listen, I say, because she stopped fucking with him 2 years ago. I don't know nothing about this. He don't give me no game. Only thing that he tell me is that him and his daughter is on the outs right now. We on the outs and this, that, and the third, and boom, boom, boom. If you out here and you in the streets, this is something that is a big chance that you might go through. So make sure while you out here in the streets, you got to ask yourself and you got to measure this. Is this street life worth more than my family, my kids? I'm telling you. So I go check out, you know, be kicking it. He said, yeah, man, you know, this is that third. She said, yeah, well, I haven't been talking to him. And she said, like 2 years, like he said, this is that third. It's just that, you know, he never tell me why they wasn't talking. He just said, talk to him, man. I want to see my grandbaby and, you know, this is that third, right? I said, all right, cool. I'm going to get up there, you know. Oh, then I get up there. I give her some money, whatever she need to come up there. Boom, boom, bang. I go over there. She said, listen, I'm really I'm just done. I just need something in my life. I'm just done. I said, what you mean? You're done. That's your dad. You know, he wanna see you this, that, third. Boom, boom, boom. So she just kept telling me she done and, you know, the baby playing. And I'm like, damn, he'd love to see y'all. I'm there. And I'm breaking down the journeys of prison and how hard it is, this and the third. And she just started crying, right? You know what I mean? I understand, like, you was in jail, so you represent him, and you got to understand that. But what about me? What about all I went through? Come to find out, this man told her that he had a certain amount of time. The whole time he had life, she never knew. So growing up, she thinking her dad gonna come home one day. The mom finally told her. And I don't know who to blame. I'm not trying to blame it on nobody. But he didn't ever say nothing to her. You know, when he was coming to see, you know, as a little girl growing up. Like, she grew up her whole life. Her dad was in prison going to see him. He ain't never tell her. So the mom finally just was like, your dad got life. He ain't coming home. Right? On some real shit, like just raw. So she fucked up because she thinking all this time going to see him that he going to be coming out the joint or whatever. And I'm
She's thinking my dad got 15 years, 20 years. She going to see him.
And I'm not saying.
As she growing up, and the whole truth is he ain't never coming home.
Listen, my thing is like this. Everybody, how can I say this? Everybody, and what's sad about it, I've been in prison. A lot of dudes that be in prison, you had dudes that be in prison, they be so delusional that they going to get out one day. And I'm not saying just because you got life, you in Pennsylvania, life means you die, come back, 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 die, come back. And then maybe they might think you get parole, then you got to die again just to get out. The only way you make parole in Pennsylvania when you got life, you got to die to leave that prison without no shackles or nothing on you. I'm just being straight up. But just because you got life don't mean you can't win on an appeal. But whatever the case may be, I don't know nothing about that with his situation. I just know that she was so, she break down and then she crying. I couldn't say nothing, but I'm like, damn, bro, you sent me over this motherfucker not knowing the whole story. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I'm thinking she just cut you off. She like, man, I've been waiting for my dad forever. That was like one of my biggest days. He missed, and she talked about everything. He missed my graduation. He missed everything. You know what I mean? Me dealing with boys, and it goes back to what Mona say. He wasn't there to give her game. Mm-hmm. And if you're not on the streets with your daughter, somebody else going to be giving your daughter game that's going to be beneficial to them and not beneficial to your daughter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you leave your daughter out here because you chose the streets over your fucking kids, you got to remember this. And like I always tell dudes this, when you out here in the streets, you got to think about it. Somebody going to be out here in the streets putting the game on your son or putting the game on your daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But somebody going to be putting game on them that's not going to give them the game that you're going to give them because you're giving it from a loving and you want to protect them, some game that's going to be protective game. Right. And next thing you know, they on the joint. So I always say it costs too much to be a criminal. A lot of you dudes don't listen. It's cool. That's your story. And a lot of you dudes, y'all built for this. Like I tell everybody, when I run into the youngest, we kicking it, and they say I'm out here while I'm out here, I ask them one thing, and I'm asking all you dudes out there that's out here in the streets, and I'm asking you this. I got to ask you this.
Ask them.
You got 30 in you? You got 30 in you?
Oh, no, I ain't got 30 in me.
You got 30 in you because
I ain't got
the reason I'm asking you, you got 30 years of jail time in you is because of this. Especially if you activating that pistol. If you rocking around, you running around with that motherfucking pistol, I'm asking you right now. Do you got 30 years in you because...
No, I'm them. I'm answering you. No, I ain't got 30. The same thing with our nephew. The same thing our nephew who is dead right now told us. Remember you had to talk with our nephew?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, little cousin.
Little cousin? He ain't want to listen?
He told me he had 5 in him. I said, 5. I said, you got 5? Rest in peace, little cousin, little Dan. I said, you got 5? Because for some reason, we living in a town where as though everybody that I know that was in the streets, all of them got kids and they sons just think they nuts and they never was in the streets. They don't know what's going on. So they might know me, and because of my popularity, they might hear me out more than they hear their dad out. And I'm like, little bro, your dad was more heavy in the streets than I was. Your dad was a fucking animal out here. And he's trying to get you the game. You like, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit. Do you know how many dudes I know that was activated in the streets? They sons got murdered. And like, listen, man, like I said it before on Instagram, young cats, if you got a 5 out here, build a relationship with your father. But back to the girl, I had to tell her some shit that was deep. I said, listen, man, your father went to jail when he was a fucking kid. He don't know nothing. You only going to have 1 5 on the planet. And I understand that he hurt you. I just hope that one day that you communicate to him, you know what I mean, how you feel and anything you went through, because you never had these conversations with them. Because a lot of times when you got somebody on the inside, you be trying to protect them and you don't want them to be stressing while you're on the outside. But a lot of times it's a big conversation to be had. If you got a father in prison, whatever, you need to have that big conversation instead of trying to protect their feelings. You hurt out here.
Right. You need to let them know he let
and a lot of y'all be so wanting y'all dad to come home and do right. But you got to understand this. A lot of y'all fathers went to the prison as kids. They grew up in jail, and some people ain't fully developed. Mm-hmm. So when they come out here and they want some shit, you like, damn, my dad, you 40-something, you come out here, you acting like, you know, you... No, they be trying to live because they childhood was taken away from them. They never... So it's deep. And
that's kind of like you.
And sometimes you need to go and get counseling.
That's sometimes like you. So yeah. I was
I think
counselor.
You have to get counseling.
No,
I was this nigga counselor.
You grabbing
when
my back
here
like that. Don't touch me. Don't fill me up like that. I think you're trying to be a celibate. Don't touch me.
That's what a nigga did to you.
My dad did 10 years.
That's how the old head felt
when I was a kid. And it was heartbreaking for me. It really was.
Don't be sizing me up. You want to be a jail nigga bad. You want to be a jail nigga. You want somebody to try you in anything.
The fuck I don't.
Yeah, but that's.
Fuck you talking about.
It was traumatizing.
So you supposed to see him.
My dad was like, I was the only child, but my mom was real like quiet. My dad was fun. My father's side was fun, so he picked me up. Everything was fun. He come to the school with candy, chain with my name on it. He doing it in the classroom. He was like that. I rode in the front seat. His friends had to run in the back seat, and then he disappeared. And they kept saying he was in the army. And then he would call, and they would be cursing and yelling in the background. I said, why army men talk like that? I was four. Why would they talk like that? Because in my head, an army man is going to be like nice. And then somebody told me he went to jail and he didn't come home for a long time. And he stopped like communicating with me, you know, for whatever reason. Because he went through shit. He had a 5 to 10 turn it into 10. So he went through shit up there. You know what I mean?
So did you ever have the conversation with your dad?
No.
So
still.
So if you could have it with him right now, what would you have told him?
I just would tell him. I don't really
we need
know.
Some real shit.
No, I'm talking
honestly,
about.
We really need some real
I'm
shit.
I'm talking about the time you had to figure out boys, dating boys, stuff happening.
I would tell him that, I don't know. I just wish that he was here to protect me through shit that people go through. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you go through in your life, your dad is the one that's like, you know, he going to fuck, I'm going to fuck them up. Or, I'm going to set it straight. You know what I mean? When you don't have that, or even... like somebody else to do that, you feel like alone. So
what would you say to the young girls out here that got fathers in prison? Like, what would you say that I know it ain't too much, but
I would say don't be afraid to like reach out, like if you do have an uncle or whatever, because sometimes people don't know what you're going through by yourself. So if you do got a cool Uncle Gilly, Uncle Wild or whatever, reach out and hang around them, because sometimes that's all you really want is like an older male that's like positive and show you love or shit like that. You could get that from a cousin sometimes, you know what I mean? And from a family member if they knew that you felt like you needed that, you know? So, like, don't be scared to, like, reach out. Or even if you have older siblings, like, tell them how you feel, because sometimes it's so normal because none of us have dads. You know what I mean? So everybody, but you could say that to your big brother. I think he might make time for you. You know, in a perfect world, they would make time for you. I don't know if it's like a automatic thing, but they do have big brother, big sister programs and stuff like that. Get yourself in something like that, because those people are volunteering because they want to help a kid just like you. So,
okay,
that was gonna turn into a bummer.
I would tell young men and young women to, you know, express how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Because you letting it out is 20 times better than you keeping it in. Mm-hmm. You feel me? When you keep it in, that shit get bottled up, and that shit causes an explosion. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of times, to avoid that explosion, to avoid that meltdown, to avoid going through those rough points that get uncontrollable, you got to talk about that shit, man. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to let a motherfucker know. Don't be afraid to tell your dad, man, you let me down, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You let me, you got me out here motherfucking alone, man.
Because lack of communication is what's killing us.
Right.
The person won't tell them how they feeling the whole time. You grew up without your dad. Now they home. Y'all ain't talking. Your dad trying to live his life because he was in jail. And you like, damn, my dad out here on
That's
some nut
exactly
shit.
Exactly how that goes.
It's like he on some nut shit. But dad, he went to jail when he was a kid. He had you when he was a kid. He never even knew about responsibility, because a lot of these dudes that go to jail, when they go to jail, his mom be having you most of the time. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Then he had no responsibility in prison.
That's a fact.
All nigga had to do was keep his cell clean.
Yeah, come home immature and don't know what to do.
You feel what I'm saying? See, one thing I commend Wallo about is that when Wallo went to jail, he wasn't up there playing fucking spades, man.
Right.
No, I wasn't playing that shit.
He was up there reading books. He was up there trying to.
I used to play checkers with the old head. They used to have a big checkerboard, right? Where you got the, I'm telling
you. Yeah,
like,
I remember that's before the old head tried to get you in the cell.
He ain't trying to give me no fucking cell. That was my old head, man. I had old heads.
You was giving him a compliment.
Yeah, he tried to finish. Be, and then he tried to. Yeah, just said,
because he tried to throw some. He tried to throw
finish
some bullshit
giving
at
your cousin a compliment.
You know what I mean? And he didn't come home, you know, nobody didn't owe him nothing. He wasn't mad at the world.
Right.
He didn't, you know what I'm saying? He, I ain't, he, you know, everybody come home from jail. I'm back now. I'm going to shit on these niggas. Dog, mm-hmm. your life not even together. How you, who you going to shit on? Mm-hmm.
And I want to say something. Listen, tomorrow, everybody, tomorrow, Pennsylvania, if you in Pennsylvania and you was on parole and you ran, you left the halfway house or you stopped reporting to your parole officer, Pennsylvania State Parole, we're talking about Philly, Pittsburgh, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Redding, Allentown, wherever, Chester, wherever you live at, in Pennsylvania. If you was on parole and you ran, you just left, you stopped reporting, you left a halfway house, and you ain't had no contact with the police, you ain't, you just on a run from state parole, nothing else, you could walk into any parole office starting August 24th to September 4th. August 24th to Monday, tomorrow. August 24th to September 4th. You could walk into any parole office in Pennsylvania and have your parole reinstated. And you can stand back. Listen, don't worry. We understand some things happen and Corona happened. Mm-hmm. You ain't trying to be under these stipulations. You ain't had places to live. You ain't want to go back to jail. You might have been getting hot, escape the reality of the stress you was going through. Don't worry about none of that shit. Right now, shout out to Christian Stevens. He the deputy of field offices, right? The deputy secretary of field office for the Pennsylvania Board of Probation and Parole. Listen, man, shout out to him. Me and him had a program in 2008, May 1st to like May 3rd at Enon Baptist Church. It was the Pennsylvania Parole Board, the City of Philadelphia Court System, the City of Philadelphia District Attorney, Public Defenders. Everybody came together to collaboration to let dudes come in, safe return program. Hundreds of dudes got reinstated and they walked away. This is your chance to do right. Shout out to Christian Stevens again, because he's a guy that I've been talking to ever since we did the first thing, trying to get this program again. Hard work pay off. We made it happen. Thank you to him for, you know, just allowing people to get their stuff back together, man, so they could get on and live their life, man. Shout out to the Pennsylvania Board of Probation and Parole, Christian Stevens, man.
I got a question. Is it it's only parole or is probation too?
It's parole. State parole.
Okay, Pennsylvania. Not probation.
Listen, this is from August 24th to August 4th, man. If you're on the run, you get reinstated. And if you're in Pittsburgh, but you might have lived in Philly, they'll reinstate you in Pittsburgh. Wherever you at, they'll reinstate you and locate you wherever you at, man. Check that out, man.
We out here saving lives, man.
Yes. Real
Let
shit.
Me tell you something. Let me tell you something, man. We appreciate y'all for tapping in each and every week, making us the number one music podcast in the country. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go to BarstoolSports.com. Get the merch. And it's just like that.
Right!